Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's giving an L's up on his morning run. He's got the shirt off. He's glistening. Look at Satterfield. Who's living better than Satterfield right now?
And James Strebel.
If I had pecs like those and abs, better believe it. I'd be shirtless right now.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, coming up tomorrow night, Lou City back in action. Our next broadcast of GE Appliances coverage of Lou City. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff there in Indianapolis. Lou City, Indy 11, coming up on Saturday. Also, a quick reminder, coming up tomorrow, Nebraska-Oklahoma. We'll have that game on 680. We'll have USC-Washington. And we'll have Bama-Florida-Auburn-Penn State on 93.9. We got the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show coming up at about 3:15 or so tomorrow with Strebel and Entz after the Kentucky game. And obviously, all the coverage now and tonight, pre- and post-game coverage, Miller Lite pre- and post, pre- and post-game coverage right here on ESPN Louisville. Okay, so Strebel, I have news for you today on this Football Friday.
I stayed off Twitter.
You stayed off Twitter.
I did not go on Twitter.
What a man you are. For 5 minutes, you were able to stay off social media. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Our guy, Travis Branham.
Oh, yeah, we talked to him earlier this week.
Travis Branham, okay?
Yeah, 247.
You like Travis Branham.
I love Travis Branham.
Yes, you do.
I do.
He has logged a crystal ball for Lively. It's Derek Lively.
Derek Lively.
He has Derek Lively going to Duke.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. So what happened? I got to reach out to Branham. I thought he was committing on Monday.
I got to reach out to Branham
and see what the deal is.
Give you the info.
He won't. He won't.
Look at you
really?
Right now.
So
all
I
that
wonder.
Bluster,
oh, that's
all
fine.
That bluster
that's
at
fine.
3:05.
We'll see.
We'll see.
What is it, Friday? We got plenty of time. Cal's got plenty of time.
How about that?
He left Reed Shepherd's house, went straight to Lively's house.
You know who's getting the done jacket? I love it. And it's going to bother Kentucky fans. And it makes me want a cuddle.
Yeah.
John Shire.
Shire.
He got another 5-star.
He's not getting it done.
Dude, Shire's a beast.
No,
dude.
He's not.
He is a beast.
He will be nothing without Coach
K. He's gone.
He's coaching.
Shire took over.
Shire's recruiting the 2023 class.
One segment. One segment. Yes,
what
it is. Is he still?
Terrible take
it's
by
not.
You.
The Tame mystique is still there. Let's see if Shire can actually go. It is too.
He's gone.
Is he coaching this season or not? Is he coaching this season or not?
These guys aren't playing this season. They're all playing that season.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to coach this season. They're going to do whatever. Once Shire takes over and they see that he's a bum and he can't coach, then they'll be like, what the hell is this stuff?
That might happen. But right now, that ain't happening.
It's happening.
Right now, they're like, Shire, that's my guy.
It ain't Shire. It's the Kane mystique. It's not Shire.
Shire, you know what it is? The Shire mystique.
No, it's not.
That's the K mystique. Shire's getting it done.
He is getting it done. He's getting it done. Riding the coattails of Mike Krzyzewski.
You're riding the coattails of Chin Coleman and Orlando Antigua and John Lucas.
They'll be here next year.
Same coattails.
They'll be here next year.
Come on, Orlando.
And the year after.
Come on, Orlando. I need players.
And they're still getting better players than Duke. They're still getting players than Duke.
Listen, I agree with that. I'm just saying Shire's getting it done. He ain't getting number 50 in the country.
Let's talk this time next season. Gun. Let's talk this time
next season. Put it on my calendar.
Just ignore this season.
Just ignore this season.
This season doesn't matter.
Let's talk in a year.
Let's talk when Tate's gone. You have no faith in this team this season.
You hate Davion Diggs. I'm saying wait till you hate Oscar Sheboy.
I don't hate him. I love those guys. Wait till next season when Tate's not around, when he's completely gone from the program and he's not coached on the sidelines, and when Shire has to put on his big boy coach pants and go out there and see what he's got, and let's see if he can keep that Duke mystique rolling. Let's see if he keeps the K mystique rolling.
Sounds like he is.
No, for that, while K's here. Let's see what happens when K's gone.
I am being told that Blankenbaker uttered the following statement on 93.9.
Oh, let's go, Jack.
The following, quote, there's some UCF fans in the alley and I don't like it.
Yes! Yes! Pour a beer on his head! I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Don't do that. But I told you I saw him around scooting. I saw him scooting around campus. I swear to God.
I saw him on scooters
when I was driving up right by the baseball stadium. There were three of them on scooters. Boom, boom, boom. They're infiltrating. Isn't that sad? The big bad alley. All of a sudden, there's some night fans. I don't like this.
The alley's open to everyone.
No, I thought the alley was open. Fans. Oh, yeah. Except for me, too.
Can we get you to go to the alley?
Blank won't let me.
Here's the thing. Blank getting into...
Does he have, like, a wall, a big red wall?
Yes.
Between
he does.
To keep you out of the alley?
Blank getting into a physical altercation. Is only good for the radio station, yes?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Whether he wins the fight or loses the fight or it's a draw, it's all good for the radio
station.
Win, lose,
or draw, baby.
Is it better for us if he wins or loses?
Well,
I mean, I don't... I know it's better for him.
Okay, I would say wins because then we can more openly talk about it.
Exactly. Yes, I win.
That is true.
I don't want to say lose at all. I want to see Blank win.
If you're a UCF fan and you happen to be listening to AM Sports Talk Radio right now
at 409
267-9680, Jack will take your call and tell you where the alley is so you can go see Mark Blankenbaker.
UCF fans in the alley, and I don't like it.
Texas says Golden Black gets in. Texas says Shire's out here working fools. He is.
He's doing it. But again, he's.
Why would you think the Shire couldn't recruit? Why would you think that?
Because
he's got the best one, the best product. Like one of the best products.
He does have a great product, but again, yeah. I mean, the product also has to perform. So we'll see when he takes over as head coach. He has no coaching experience. Well, he might be great. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just saying that this is coming. This is still residual effects of Mike Krzyzewski.
A little worried. I like it.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it at all.
I mean, if he gets lively, and Branham's like not a super confident. It's been a quiet recruitment.
Yeah,
like bleep off this kid that has a quiet recruitment.
Have a loud recruitment.
I'm tired of these quiet recruitments.
I am too, a quiet recruitment.
What are we doing here?
No, tell us what you want to do.
It doesn't need to be Romeo Langford. No. But I mean, there's somewhere between quiet recruitment and Romeo Langford.
That's a great point.
If we can find a nice happy medium. Still, the greatest things I've ever covered.
Yeah, that moment. It was
that,
Big Easy's Jack,
that
crowning
moment
achievement.
Where I saw Big Easy, and I saw all these Indiana fans hugging, embracing. There were hundreds of people hugging.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I don't know if you're the one that can be talking.
I can't talk about this.
I mean, what Indiana fans did that day was incredibly sad. Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think you're the one. That's a good point by you, Jack.
Texas says Florida man attacks local sheriff.
Florida.
Texas says, I used to be as passionate as Strebel about the rivalry, then I turned 30. We talked about this yesterday.
Oh, come on. What a bum. What a sad thing. I used to be passionate, then I turned 30.
Yeah, but you still fall for the when the Louisville fan says, well, you know, Cal's only got one championship in all these number one classes. Like, you still fall for that.
Not all the time. Still. Just when we get big time recruits.
Texas says, you can hear the fear in Strebel's voice.
I'm not a. No, you could hear elation.
There's something in your voice. I don't know if it's fear, apprehension, worry. I don't know what it
worry.
Is.
It's more like confusion.
Jack, who's that?
Who is that?
I don't know. It's someone saying that they're Noah Peterson.
Jack, do you think right now? You need you know that's not who it is. What are you setting me
up for? What are you doing here?
What are you setting me up
who
for?
Who is that?
Take it off the air and find out more about it. It's from a private number who's saying on a game day
number.
That it's Noah Peterson.
Yeah.
Jack, did you think that was Noah Peterson?
I don't know.
This guy for 30 seconds has been thinking that's Noah Peterson line.
And he's been around here for a while. He's a veteran. He's ashamed. Look at him. He's ashamed.
You know that's not Noah Peterson, the guy who can't leave his house because Louisville fans want blood.
They'll cost him. You're a veteran in these streets, Jack.
Is he gonna boot him off? Jack's moving a lot of things right now with his hand. There he goes. He dumped him.
He dumped him.
That's probably not the way to say it.
Handball.
Texter says, blank is the girlfriend that starts the fight and then sends Diener to get uppercutted.
My man will take care of this.
I can see that be you and your wife.
I don't know. She doesn't.
You said she boos.
She does boo, but she doesn't get into like altercations with people.
Texter says, can we hear the Romeo Langford sound? Yeah, whatever we have, Romeo Langford.
I
can't believe that Jack thought that was Noah Peterson.
He's ashamed now.
He goes, I'm ready for the interview now. I'm like, who is this? Yeah, this is Noah. I'm like, Noah who? Noah Peterson. And I'm just sitting there so confused.
I don't know who that is, but they're great.
Jack had a look on his face, and he thought it was...
He was excited.
He goes, it's Noah Peterson. Like, he's looking at me like, it's Noah Peterson. Like,
yeah, he thought he got something. He's like, we got an exclusive Noah Peterson.
If it was actually him, that'd be great.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready for the interview.
Texas says, BBN isn't worried about John Shire. I mean, you should be.
No, I'm not worried about John Shire.
Okay.
I'm really not.
The guy's balling. I don't know why
he's balling. He's getting some recruits, but let's slow down on balling.
Texas says, I know Round Daddy's loving the alley, but he just doesn't want to say it.
It sounds like fun. I'd go.
Texas says Peterson got fired today. I don't know if that's true.
There's so much false stuff running around right now. I don't know what to believe. I don't know. I don't think he got fired. What?
I'm just reading the text line. I don't know what to do with this one.
Okay. What is it?
Texter says, Jack, this is President Biden. Put me on. What are the great fake calls in radio?
Man.
Hang on. We got it. Now that's where I want to go the rest of the show. I know we have Lee Sterling in 4 minutes.
Right.
That's where I want to go.
It's awesome.
I got to think Francesa's had a couple.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be ones all over sports radio. Jack, that's what we got to find next.
Cal calling Francesa was pretty good.
Cal calling Francesa. That's what we need.
Yeah, yeah. When he calls, he's like Billy Bob from Hopkinsville or wherever it was. That was great. Noah Peterson. He's hot now. He's looking for he's looking for Langford. Sounds like, is he hiding back there?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's still he's been had.
Texas says Blank and Baker right now on 93.9 sounds sad. UCF fans at the alley.
God, it must be happening, man. I guess after the game, after I listen to Ennis, I'll have to go back and listen to the second hour of the podcast.
How much Louisville radio are you consuming,
Andy?
This weekend, you're consuming easily over 10 hours of Louisville radio if they lose to UCF tonight.
Oh, easily. I'm listening to everything.
I'm listening to Sunday Morning Hangover. Boom. You're listening to Ennis. You're listening to post games. You're listening to the podcast. Yeah, everything.
The podcast. By the way,
do you want to take a shot at State of Louisville?
What'd they do now?
The blogger boys.
Well, it's kind of like Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, character is a tree and reputation is like the shadow. In other words, reputation is what people think you are, but the tree is the real deal.
Oh, yes. I mean, Dad.
What an embarrassment.
What a day.
It really was.
Big Easy was locked in. Locked in.
It's kind of like Abraham Lincoln.
I wish you could have seen him. Pig in mud. I mean, you've never seen anything like it. You really haven't.
Was he wearing IU?
I just remember being in a scrum, like wedged between a bunch of people to talk to Romeo's dad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one even cares about this story. Why am I here?
What's going on here?
Diener doesn't care. I'm like, Ennis doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, maybe been around. Like, no one cares. Like, I'm the
but
only
Kansas,
one.
Yeah, they was a strong contender. And Coach Self, no, really like Coach Self. But we think that they had some kids that sit out was coming in, and they kind of too crowded, you know what I mean, on the wing part of it. And like I said, Romeo want that ball in his hand. You know what I mean? He don't mind sharing it, but at the same time, if you notice Romeo game, if he got that ball in his hand, he can do a lot of things with it.
And then Archie went and stuck him in the corner and without the ball.
What
the entire season.
You know, one of the worst decisions anyone ever made.
Buddy of mine texts me, says, I'm going to the game with a dude who used to work. I'll leave that part out.
Okay.
He went to UCF. They're going to go to the alley.
Yes!
Go to the alley.
Go to the alley.
Take a picture. And that guy's a Kentucky fan.
Yes!
So there might be an L's down.
Also, there's a Kentucky and a UCF fan together?
Yeah.
Let's go! Infiltrate the alley.
Someone says, Texter says, someone tell CNN Ennis that Malzahn has not been vaccinated.
I don't know. That's not true. Who knows? What? Ennis, he doesn't care. Well, he might.
Oh, Texter says, hey, Jack, it's Maddie Bangs, and I need to talk to Strebel on the air right now.
Biden one's the best.
It really is. That was a great one.
Unbelievable. President Biden put me on.
Noah Peterson.
Jack, my man.
Oh, man. You should have taken the call. Now I'm regretting not just taking the call because it would have been funny.
Like, yeah.
We got to call Lee Sterling here, too. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's killing me.
He really was excited too.
he looked at, we made eye contact and in his eyes I saw him think that was really Noah Peterson.
Yeah, he's like, I have something here.
Texas says, worst college decision, Romeo to IU or Lamar to Louisville. Oh, Romeo.
Romeo by far.
They're not even in the same league.
No, I mean,
one guy got recognized as great.
One guy won a Heisman and an MVP in the league.
Yeah, it was a first round draft pick to a really good team.
The other is fighting for a spot on the summer league team.
Yes, yeah.
Texas says, that's enough IU and Jack Grossman for today.
Well.
Texas says, would Blank really be mad and fight Strebel if Strebel went to the alley?
No. He wouldn't. He'd be mad, but he wouldn't try to fight me.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie. He would. Look, I asked him if I could ever do a show with him in the alley, and he's like, well, I don't know about that. I don't know.
He wanted to do a show with UK people so he could battle you.
Exactly.
Like Issel. He wants to yell at Issel.
Yeah, he wants to
and be
Issel
the guy
Pratt.
Who gets, you know, Issel would fight him, and that would be an entire lawsuit. Wouldn't be the first time and everything else, right? Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, well, what about being in the alley? And he's like, well, I don't know.
But if BBN went to the alley, that'd be a problem, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works.
It's hallowed ground, is what it is.
Should you go to the alley for the UVO UK game and the pregame hour with them.
See. I mean,
the pregame show to the pregame show with Blank and Strebel.
Listen, depending on how the seasons go, don't act like there's going to have to be shenanigans because BBN is going to roll the bleep into that game.
Oh, it will be.
It's going to be obnoxious.
It might be the majority.
No, it's going to be obnoxious.
You're right. Yeah. And it might be more blue than red.
And there's going to be people at our station, Jack, who are going to be ready to throw down at the caboose. And I can't wait.
Especially if Kentucky has like eight wins at that point.
Let's settle down on that.
They could. At that point, you know.
Hey, a big thank you to George and Company at Bear Nose. Bear Nose by the bridge. Our good friends at Bear Nose dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking for lunch or dinner, obviously the game tonight, Kentucky game coming up on Saturday. All the NFL action on Sunday or Monday, whatever it may be, they got you covered. It is Bear Nose. They're delivering alcohol, carryout delivery. They got you covered. Support local today. Yeah, it's that good. It is Bear Nose Pizza. Do you want to take a quick break, Jack, to cleanse the palate, or what do you want to do here? Because Lisa Sterling can float a little bit.
Yeah. He's usually ending one segment.
You want to float? Look
hours.
At Jack right now. We're floating.
Float, Jack?
We can float here. Really? If you want to.
You want to float?
You want to float?
You want to float?
Does that mean we're taking a break or we're just hanging
Texas
out?
Texas says, hey, Jack, it's Jason Garrett. I want to talk to Andy today.
What would you say to Jason Garrett if he really called in right now?
I just, it is the Giants are pretty much like Louisville.
Just like, just disappointing.
Yeah,
just
yeah. I don't. They won't be bad enough this year to where you can boot and move on.
You can't. Well,
yeah. So you're,
I think one
you're
person
sitting
will be
there.
Booted. I think your GM
I'm in,
will
I'm
be
in
booted.
Feces. I'm in feces.
Yeah, I know. I went to bed at halftime. Yeah. And things were looking pretty
yeah,
good.
Did you?
Then I woke up. I saw the score,
did
and
you?
I immediately felt.
Well,
you.
Let's get Lee Sterling up here. Paramount Sports. Lee, good afternoon. I said I was sitting in football feces. I'm a New York Giants fan, and the last 5 years have been rough. Hello, my friend. Good afternoon and a happy Friday.
You too, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some Louisville football tonight.
Yeah.
For me, some Miami football early tomorrow. And then got a Big Ten team strolling to town, Michigan State. You got pretty darn good team. That team from Florida, Central Florida, coming up your way.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, the Bills come to Miami. So let's see how things shake out for us.
Yeah, the Bills will be in Miami. It'll be a bunch of obnoxious Bills fans jumping through flaming tables in Miami. That's exactly what it's going to be on. Exactly what it's going
to
be.
There's only one word to describe their fans. Insane.
Oh, yeah. 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 I used to live near that area, but I became a New York Giants fan, and, you know, the last few years have been rough, but, you know, it is what it is. ParamountSports.com, that's the website. You can see everything that our good friend Lee Sterling does. He tracks everything, all the picks, all the recent results. It's all right there. 800-497-41. We're now more than a couple weeks into the college football season. We got a week in the NFL. We got last night's Thursday night game, which was obviously an interesting one. Bad result for me. I guess, what do you make of college in the NFL? What are your thoughts as you watch a new season be born here?
Well, I think college has been good, but the NFL has been insane. I mean, the NFL couldn't have asked for a better start. They get the leadoff game of the season, Tampa Bay and Dallas, was incredible. Then the two biggest games where viewers were going to have their eyes on, with Kansas City and Cleveland, and also Pittsburgh and Buffalo, just great contest to watch. And then on Monday night, they get the zaniest ending we've ever seen in a game that goes to overtime between the Raiders and the Ravens. And then we think, okay, they're going to give us a stink bomb on Thursday night. Even that game was good. The NFL, they couldn't have scripted it any better.
No, big markets, Giants and Washington both needed the game. It was a good game, and no, it took you damn near midnight. No, the NFL got you last night from 8 o'clock to at least 11 Eastern time or so. Now, I'm looking at your recent picks, and you liked the Giants last night. You liked Vegas plus 4, and then you teased us with your 50-unit play, which right. last weekend was the Carolina Panthers, and you won that one, Carolina minus 3.5. That game did get – you had to sweat that game out just a tad at the end. That was trying to be closer than it needed to be, Lee.
It shouldn't have been. That should have been a 30-point win. Mm-hmm. I mean, when a team only has 4 first downs in the first half and you're in the red zone every single drive and only leading 16-0, but it's a win. We're 53-18 now on these 40-to-50-unit max wagers, which are my biggest wagers. So we're going to keep rolling. In fact, how about this week? We have a 40-unit wager, max wager in college football, and you can get on board for 2 weeks. Use coupon code SAVE150, just $150. And in the UFC, we've never had this before, 2 50-unit wagers for Saturday night's fight night. So you can get a total of 3 40-to-50-unit wagers, 150 for the 2 weeks of football, the 5 UFC fights, normally $100. Use coupon code SAVE50, just $50. So for $200, you are loaded up for this weekend and next weekend in football.
Yeah, UCF is here, and then UFC is on Saturday. It's not easy for me to say. There you go. ParamountSports.com, 800-497-41. We have 5 games in front of me, Lee. Yep. Let's go through these. Obviously, some local ties, but let's go your neck of the woods first. After saving a cat, Miami back at home, Michigan State rolls into town, a revamped team there. A lot of graduate transfers and everything. A lot of transfers, I should say. Miami favored by 6. Miami, Michigan State, there in Miami. Who do you like in this one?
So I don't get this line. This line should be Miami minus 1 or 2. They have shown nothing so far. They have not played physical. They have some talent in the skill positions, but their offensive line, defensive line, and linebackers, I don't know if they match up well at all against Michigan State. Now, Michigan State will show a 4-3 defense most of the time with a cover two. So Miami's got to be patient. The guy, if they're going to be successful, is going to be tight end Will Mallory. If they can get him the ball, they've only thrown him the ball three times. He's only had three catches through the first two games. If he can have 5, 6, 7 catches and they're patient, things are going to be open in the seams of that cover two defense. They can have some success. If they're not patient, they're going to be in trouble. Because Michigan State is running the ball down people's throats with Kenneth Walker, already 300-plus yards and 5 touchdowns. So I think the wrong team's favorite. Give me Michigan State, 27-24.
Yeah, I love that one. Like what they're doing there with Michigan State. All right, our guy Jack Grossman, our producer, you talked to him just a couple minutes ago, Lee. He is going up to Bloomington for Cincinnati, Indiana. Indiana, much like Louisville tonight, needs to get their season kick-started. Luke Fickell, all the rumors there with the USC job. This is one of the big games there at noon. Cincinnati favored on the road by a field goal. What do you make of this game between the AAC and the Big Ten?
This should be a really good game. I think Indiana, just something's wrong with this team. So I'm watching them, and from the first series, even before they threw the pick six, I'm saying to myself, wow, they got some problems. Michael Penix doesn't look like himself. Looks like he's maybe 80-85%. Not as elusive in the pocket. They were sloppy and sluggish in that Iowa game. Then against Idaho, who's not even a Division I opponent, they only had 338 yards.
They didn't do anything. No.
Nothing. So, you know, if you keep wishing for them to come around, I don't see it here. This Cincinnati team lives for games like this. They almost beat Georgia in the Peach Bowl. They had 30 sacks last year. I think they're coming after Michael Penix. They have a quarterback, Ritter, who, you know, if he played on Georgia, he's going to be top three for the Heisman here. So, Indiana, not great at home either. 2-9 is a home dog. Give me the Bearcats, 31-24.
Well, that one, and Jack, you know this, and Lee Sterling with us. I mean, you know this. That's a sellout because that means the road team is buying tickets. That usually happens when, Ohio
State? That's normally how it goes, but I have no idea how much Cincinnati travels. So I'll just be completely honest on that part of it.
And they'll all have shades of red, so who knows what they'll be anyway.
Get the wide-angle picture tomorrow.
That's exactly it. All right, so I'm being told there's a bunch of... We have a Louisville-centric station along with us here, Lee, and they're not happy. Supposedly, they're Central Florida fans here around Louisville. They're favored by a touchdown. Louisville needs a win. I mean, it is hot seat for Satterfield. Fans around here, Lee, are pissed off. They thought it was going to be a much better season. In comes Central Florida, second-ranked total offense, Gus Malzahn. What do you think about tonight's game here at Cardinal Stadium?
So here's the problem when you face a team like Central Florida. Hurry-up offense. And maybe some opponents were hoping Gus Malzahn would slow down the pace. It hasn't happened. So a lot of teams just get up to the line, and then they call their plays. They're calling the plays as the quarterback's running up to the line after the last play. They are just as prolific on offense, in my opinion, as Ole Miss. In fact, might even have a better quarterback, just plays, doesn't play in as high a level of conference. So Miami, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Boston College all gained 7 yards per snap last year, and none are up-tempo like UCF here. I think Louisville's going to have to maybe come up with a special teams play.
Yep.
Or maybe
interception.
Hit on some big plays of receivers, you know, break some tackles for once and you know, hit on some 70-75-yard plays. But they also, if they don't hit on big plays, you got to control the ball. You got to keep that offense for Central Florida.
And they can't do that
off the field.
They can't run. And they can't run like Satterfield wants.
I know.
I mean, they just don't have any identity.
I don't get this line. This line should be 14.
Wow.
I'm taking Central Florida here, 42-28
there. Yeah. Okay, Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com, 800-497-41. He's got some big plays. We'll tell you about those here in just a second. He told you a couple minutes ago, to the NFL, to quick games. We'll get to Lamar Jackson here in a second. Ravens. Rams favored by 4 in Indianapolis on Sunday. Indy 0-1. They're one of those teams that need a win week 2. Boy, the Rams defense looked good. Matthew Stafford revitalized. I don't like Carson Wentz. What do you make of this game on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I mean, here's the problem for the Rams. Now they got to travel to the East Coast and play early, and they're going to face an Indy team that they lose every first game of the year. They've lost 8 straight, but they usually get back to business the next game. They've covered game two, each of the past 4 years. I just think they got caught off guard on some big plays early, didn't know what to expect with a new offensive coordinator for Seattle. But the Colts have one of the best offensive lines in football. Their defense finished top 5 in takeaways, run defense, and red zone defense last year. I think they'll be back to where they were. And Carson Wentz looked great. I thought he, 251 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and most importantly, no interceptions. David Montgomery had over 100 yards for the Bears against the Rams. So I just think that we're going to see Jonathan Taylor have success too here. Wrong team favored. The Colts pull off the upset, 31-26.
Kansas City and Baltimore, the big one. We'll have Westwood One on Sunday night. That coverage on 680-1057 while the Ravens broadcast on 93.9. The Ravens, yet another one of those teams with lofty expectations, 0-1. We know what happened Monday night in that thriller. So many injuries. Chris Westry now, former Kentucky player, is going to be out. We know Kansas City, the monster they are. Kansas City right now favored by a field goal. What do you make of the game on Sunday night?
Yeah, and no one brings up what happened in that game. Everyone's talking about Cleveland's success on offense. Well, they were going up against Kansas City defense. It was missing the Honey Badger, their playmaker, and then also their top pass rusher, Frank Clark. Both of those guys will be back for this game. I'm watching the Baltimore secondary, and I
agreed.
Mean, they got one player back there. Yeah. That's it.
I know.
If you're playing a blitz scheme, you got to have guys that can cover. So they got one really good guy that can cover and no one else. And then how good has Patrick Mahomes been career-wise since he's been the starter in September? Well, only 11-0, 35 touchdowns, and guess how many interceptions?
2.
0.
Oh, well,
donut.
There you go. Yeah, well.
You want to go against that? That's like standing in front of a locomotive here. Kansas City, 37-27.
I think Baltimore, I don't think Baltimore is going to be a playoff team, and I think Lamar will have to do it.
You can't lose that many good players.
No, you can't. I mean, they've just lost everything. I mean,
Lamar looks better throwing the ball, but he's just got to do too much on his shoulders.
It's impossible. Absolutely. Will Lee, tell the people again, was it Save 50 is the coupon
save
code?
Save 50 on the 5 fight card on the UFC with 2 50-unit max wagers. And like I said, we're over 74% in every sport on our 40 to 50-unit wagers. We won last week with Carolina in football. We've got a college football play. You want to get 2 weeks of football selections on our phone service? Just $150. Use coupon code SAVE150. It's all up and available. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, we'll talk with you next week. Enjoy all the games. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Lee Sterling with us here. Paramount Sports, 800-400-9741. There you go. And I have been texting Patty Ice.
Oh, about the...
They're not happy that there's a lot of UCF fans, especially the alley.
A lot of UCF
They're
fans?
They're not happy.
Oh, man. See, now I have to listen to the Drive podcast.
Let's go take a break and go listen in live. We're taking a break to hear 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ethan, is Ethan there? I want to say hello to him before you start giving
Ethan
takes, Taylor. Jack.
And James Strebel.
What's up, viewers?
Viewers?
This kid delivers, man. he delivers every time.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, hope you did what Diener did or what we did around here at ESPN Louisville, and you trusted RGB Home Theaters for your setup at home, whether it be the Diener Den, the TV room. What are you laughing at over there?
Your boy Blank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just shoot Blank a text. Just, you battle happy. Too much. I just shoot him one text. Heard there's a lot of UCF fans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Patty Ice said the boys are not happy.
He's not happy.
He relayed this. He had slumped shoulders.
Yeah.
And he relayed the information that they're not happy. The Knights are invading Cardinal Stadium tonight. Now, anyway, RGBHomeTheaters.com. You're looking for a TV, projector, complete theater system, outdoor setup, whatever it may be. They can hook you up. Check out their portfolio, all the contact information, and how they can help you today. They'll price match the big box stores. It's RGBHomeTheaters.com. Is the website there. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Okay, the show's going too fast here. Everything's moving too fast here. We have Kentucky basketball recruiting struggling. Get to that at some point.
Struggling.
I don't know. We were going to do an IU pregame show at some point. We don't think that Big Easy's going to answer.
Probably not.
Crean has a big weekend that starts at about 6:15 tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's getting ready to go.
And so he is leaning to the finish line for his big college football weekend. I want to dive into that at some point today as well. Well, we have the mixtape coming up at about 5:30 or so. We'll get to that here on this Friday. And, I mean, do we want to do this now? Do we want to call Ethan Grossman?
Yeah.
The luminary himself. He is, Jack, help me. He's in Gainesville.
He sent me a Snapchat earlier this afternoon from inside the Florida basketball arena.
Wow.
So he's...
How'd he get in there?
Well, you walk in.
Yeah.
Man. Well, it was Florida probably unlocked. Arena. Yeah, they just leave
you
it
walk
alone.
In. You
yeah.
walk in.
Yeah. We have a basketball stadium? What's that?
Yeah, but I mean, you guys have armed guards around Rupp Arena.
That's right.
Right.
Bring in the Marines.
Isn't that what Dieter said?
Yep. Churchill down.
I never text Dieter this, but he had Clint Glasscock on today.
Oh, did he?
And Clint was telling a story about, you know, John Asher.
Yeah.
That at 16 years old, a 16-year-old Clint Glasscock hit a $2,300 or some pick four
Whoa.
Or five. And he said, back in those days, that was a lot of money. And I meant to text Dieter. I'm like, that's still a lot of money. Did he not answer?
Oh, he's ghosting you.
Oh, my. Your own brother's ghosting you?
I can't believe
he's
that.
He's not happy. Jack is
I'm
upset.
Honestly not really surprised, but
no.
I'm trying to
get oh, him. Yeah, well, we know he's drunk. That's
we know
the whole
what he's
point.
Doing tonight.
When Jack texts him and set this up, Ethan goes, well, we're day drinking. I'm like, that's why we want to talk to you.
Yeah, we want to talk to you because you're day drinking.
We don't want you to be in the library. We're in a studio right now. Streeble's trying to stare at co-eds. It's what we're
we
doing.
We have beers of
okay.
our own. Own,
yeah,
you know, we're just hanging out. It's a football Friday.
This guy's living the life.
Yeah. But look, he's perturbed.
He is mad.
He's not happy that Ethan Grossman is not answering his phone call. He's going to get a scolding from Jack, from Big Brother later.
Texas says, Blank sounds miserable right now.
I mean, I can't wait to listen to this.
I love Jack just continuously calling.
Yeah,
Ethan. And you know Ethan sees it.
Yeah,
he has to. He's probably got an Apple Watch. Like if your phone rings, you have 19 different devices
telling
in
you.
Your, around your body. That go off,
yeah,
right.
It's oh, I know he knows because it's you get the one
oh,
ring and then the voicemail.
I don't like that. He might
I don't
be,
either.
He might be banned.
He might be banned.
He's been banned for a little while. We're giving him a new opportunity today,
and he's just throwing
it in the trash can.
Texas says, how much food did Jack crush after fasting last night?
I had a good amount. I had one plate.
I mean, yeah. He had one egg and one piece of bacon. I'm like, what do you think?
What do you think he's doing?
Yeah, I had two.
He fasted for 24 hours.
I had two huge slices of challah fresh toast. Probably about four slices of bacon and some eggs.
That's it?
Four slices of bacon? And a bagel with lox.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Texas says, will Sat cry when he looks into the stadium and all that gold and black in the stands just like the good old days?
Blake Bortles going to be on the sideline.
No, he meant App State, I think.
Oh! I didn't even catch it. Oh, he's going to look up and just one tear. Am I in Boone?
Oh, man.
Where am I? Honey, Beth, are we in Boone again?
Texas says, Andy, I told you my flight was all UCF fans. It's going to be bad. I didn't know that.
I didn't know they traveled.
Me? I didn't know idea that was the case.
No, I didn't know they traveled. Apparently they travel, I guess. Wow.
Who is that? Who was that, Jack?
I was giving him one more chance.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Yes, I thought that was fake Noah Peterson.
He's done. Sorry.
Texas says,
should we try Big Easy instead? Should we pivot to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no chance Big Easy's going to. You got to get the imaging ready because I don't want to talk to Big Easy about. You know, I don't want to talk to him about volleyball.
No, he's either
about making his kids go to volleyball.
He's either there's three places Big Easy. Oh, four places he probably is. He's probably on the Peloton,
porta potty.
I forgot about that one.
Right,
Cluckers. That's kind of his spot too. I've seen him there.
I mean, you've seen him one time.
One time,
yeah. I mean, one time.
Yeah, outside at Beer Nose, or he's at Huber's. That's where he is. He's in one of those five spots.
I was reading the text. Oh, oh goodness. Dylan Gabriel tonight.
Yeah.
315 and a half. That's his player prop over under.
315 and a half.
Under. 315 and a half. Jack, this turns you on.
Wow.
You have to love this. Over under Dylan Gabriel, 315 and a half.
I'm going over.
I'm going over.
I want to go over. I thought about going under because I thought UCF would just run the ball a lot.
Well, they could do that,
that's
too.
That's what they want to do.
Take a page out of Liam Cohen's book and just run all over
We're
him like he did.
We're not calling Big Easy. Yeah, I love
this. This is great. I hope he answers.
We reek of desperation right now. Going 3 minutes before the break, we reek of desperation.
We're just trying to get
going
to 530,
to
man.
Ethan Grossman,
yeah.
Who we're trying to put on at prime time, and he doesn't answer because he doesn't want to be drunk on the radio, knowing that's the only time we want him on the radio.
Thinking mom
we
might be listening.
Yeah, we don't want real analysis. From him.
Oh,
there's no way Big Easy answers. Yeah, there's no way.
No, he's not. It's still ringing. Yeah.
There's absolutely no way.
No one wants anything to do with us today. I mean, this is sad. This is sad.
Texas says U of L about to be a way for schools to see their team.
What?
I mean, no one around here can say anything. I mean, Kentucky and Indiana fans can't make fun of Louisville. Kentucky
for
fans,
what?
I mean, come on. There's a ton of empty seats. They have to
Not
beg,
last week.
They have to beg their fan base.
I don't know. It's a big
Indiana,
game last.
Indiana doesn't have any fans. And after Saturday, they really aren't going to have any
they
fans.
They won't have any fans.
I don't want to hear it from around here.
Okay?
No offense.
No, not to. I mean, tomorrow there won't be any fans.
This
I
ain't
mean,
the swamp, okay?
Right. No.
This ain't A&M or Alabama. I don't want to hear it from any of the fan bases around here scolding when last week it's the biggest game, Mighty Missouri, and Stoops is out there doing cartwheels begging you to show up.
But
and you did. And
they
Kentucky
did. They
fans
showed
did.
Out. Yeah, they showed up. But
they,
I mean,
they showed out. I'm proud of BBN.
They won't tomorrow. I mean, there's going to be like the upper half of the stadium will probably be empty tomorrow, I would imagine. But then, I mean, this is a huge game for
Louisville.
It's
going to be empty. The what? Upper level is going to be empty.
That's
tomorrow.
What I'm saying.
It's going to be empty.
They will be empty. Yeah, the upper level, did I say full? I misspoke about
it. Texas says, where's the pizza place that Big Easy had a pizza named after him?
Chubby's, right?
It was Tubby's.
Not Chubby's.
What a haymaker.
Sorry,
it Chubby's. It used to be in Quartermaster Court in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Oh.
The Big Easy special, an extra large. Oh, what was it?
Was it barbecue chicken?
With a bunch of crap on it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I would like a food named after me.
Texas says, I trust your opinion. I'm a Louisville fan. Do you think Louisville gets blown out because I do? Well, I was going to talk about that. We can take a break here.
And they do predictions?
There's so many people that think that's the case. That I don't know if there's reverse mojo. If you say, hey, we're going to lose by two touchdowns and it's a 3-point game, or good God, you win, the reaction, there can be more elation. I don't know if it's you really think the team's going to lose by 14. Like,
yeah.
It also could be, we're going to lose and we're going to lose by 14. So I really don't know.
And
that looked
particularly
good. It was Tubby's Pizza. That's what it was.
Tubby's Pizza. I thought Chubby's. Chubby's Pizza? Do the same thing. What?
Like Tubby
Smith's pizza?
Oh, I don't think Tubby Smith ever had a pizza. That's something Big Easy has.
It'd be a $10 pizza
Tubby's.
Along with his 10 losses.
Right?
He's going to be in Rupp. They're gonna honor him.
You know what?
They might put his name up in the Raptors.
I gotta be honest. I don't care about that at all.
Really?
I don't care. Oh. Kentucky is masking a crap game with Tubby Smith.
They are. That's exactly what it is.
And they think they're fooling me. And they're not fooling me. They're fooling everybody else, just not me.
Well, I don't,
is that okay?
I don't think they're fooling everybody else because it's not like Tubby Smith is like beloved. You know what I mean?
Is it beloved or beloved? What's the correct word there? Yeah,
I
don't know which one's
and
the
heard
right
beloved.
One.
I don't know.
I've heard both also.
Yes. I went with beloved.
Texas says, listen to Strebel. Oh, no, not Kroger Field. It's packed every weekend. LOL, Strebel, WTF. I don't know.
I didn't say it was.
Someone's calling back, Jack.
Oh, is that easy?
That's big easy.
That's
I know
big.
The
it's
number.
It's got to be easy.
Just tell him IU. Yes. Just tell him IU pregame.
Let's go.
He knows what it is.
Let's go.
He knows it's time for an IU pregame
Desmond
show.
Desmond Ritter's coming for you, easy.
Texas says, do you think Satterfield will take the New York Giants job?
What would you do?
I'd let you guys just kick me in these nuts. We go outside to
like
Cardinal
Saban.
Boulevard, and everyone could just line up.
No athletic protector for you.
No. Have to go to our friends at Academy.
No padding.
All right, Big Easy's here.
Yes!
I'm surprised. He and his family only attend volleyball. I don't know. They're somewhere volleyball right now.
Right.
That's all we know. Do you have the open for an IU pregame show? Well, fire it up. Let's go.
Time now for the fake IU basketball pregame show, presented by Musty.com. Now, here's your host, the mouth of the Midwest.
How about Romeo and a tight point guard for a title next year?
Big Easy, Zach McCreight. Zach McCreight. I can never remember how to say this. Zach McCreedy.
Dockage is a friend. I'm Dockage.
All Hoosier fans, join in as the Marching 100 presents Indiana Hour.
All right, it's been months since we've had an IU pregame show. Easy Grossman, take it away.
Go for it, Easy.
So IU's trying not to get slaughtered by an Iowa-like team. That's good. They did beat the Vandals. The best pregame coverage I can give is that, did you see, Crean, what they did on Barstool before the Idaho game, where they took a picture of one of the frat houses and it said, Idaho girls are built like potatoes?
Yes, I did see that.
That's all I've got. IU by 30. That's what I got. Yeah.
Big Easy, are you doing volleyball this weekend? What's going on with you? We haven't talked to you in months.
I know. I mean, you know, it's fine. You know, just wait until whenever you need me, you just expect me to be there. And if not, you're like, oh, he must be milling. Oh, he must
be
volleyball.
No one thinks you're milling.
He's too good for it. And then
we think you're on the Peloton.
I try to throw in a couple one-liners for you to just bug Strebel with, and then you're like, oh, Big Easy's listening today. What's he doing? Milling must be bad. Like, I mean, you can't win with you guys. And then, you know, then I just get a call randomly, and I feel like now I have to answer, because if not, Easy's too good for us. And then all of a sudden I come on the air, and you're like, man, it's been months since we've talked to you. So great to hear from you.
Text her immediately. Big Easy sucks.
I don't understand you. You got me pegged
correctly. Yes. Yeah. No, it sounds like you know exactly what you're getting into.
I'm at Indiana State University.
Are you really?
Whoa,
out of the Sycamores.
Whoa.
Nice.
The home of the Sycamores. Yeah.
Home of Larry Bird.
I have a match in an hour and 5 minutes. So, yes, this is the true pregame show.
Texas says, is Big Easy in the port-a-can?
No port-a-can. Although if the mood strikes me right, I've been in the car for quite a while. If there's a port-a-can close, I might have to hit it up. Who knows?
All right, Jack, do you have anything, or are we done? You have anything?
Look, Indiana, Cincinnati, they need to win.
Pre-game.
But they're not going to win.
Potato girls. Hoosiers by 30.
I do disagree with Lee Sterling, though. I think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I think the defenses are going to dominate the game. It's going to be more low scoring. So I think Cincinnati wins.
Defense.
Yeah.
Defense. I agree with Easy on that one.
Defense wins championship.
I mean, it's more fun if it's a slugfest. I'll put it that way. I'd rather Sterling be
right.
Do
you know that Rick Bozich has never been to Kilroy's, Easy? Rick Bozich, never been to Kilroy's.
I don't believe that.
He said it on the air yesterday. Yeah. He might be meeting Jack pregame for a little sandwich. He's like, buy me a sandwich and potato chips.
And I might
something.
Be there.
Yeah, I don't know what
sandwich.
He said.
A sandwich. He'll be the first person to ever order a sandwich at Kilroy's.
I have never ordered a sandwich at Kilroy's.
Can you imagine the waitress coming up to him at Kilroy's? Like, hey, what do you have?
A turkey club sandwich.
I feel like a BLT today.
A chicken breast sandwich. Hold the chicken.
Yeah. What kind of sauce do you use on your Buffalo Ranch wrap?
Get him out of here. Easy, get him. Easy, we'll see you, my friend. Stay safe.
Bye,
Easy.
Goodbye.
Have a good time. Bye. Get him out of here. Get him out
of
here.
Of course he's volleyballing.
I mean, Enz is texting us. He's up 1.5 units today. Enz, no one. Listen, we only care when you lose. Do not know what's going on here. When you're down 11 units, that's when we care.
I saw that and I was like, okay.
Oh man, Texas says Easy's off the Peloton.
He is. He's off the Peloton.
Texas says Easy's a bum. Who are you saying hi to, Patty?
Pat,
Ice?
He's ready to leave.
He just can't wait to go out and just talk UofL football.
He wants
football.
To host football pregame so bad. Yeah, he
God
wants to move him out of the move
nope,
blanket baker. Move
out of
in
the
it.
Way.
Football Friday.
Out of the
That's
way.
What Pat
That's
wants
what
to
he
do.
Wants. You're damn right.
He's going to paint himself red.
You're damn right.
Like a cargo bird.
Like,
yeah.
like Gary the Redbird.
Yeah, Pat the Redbird.
Someone's got to pass. Someone's
Here he comes.
No, he's right there. He's giving you the one finger
no,
salute.
I was saying that.
He gave you the middle finger.
He did. I was, Pat, I was taking up for you. I was saying all he wants to do is host some football talk. That's
he
all
wants
Pat
to talk
wants
some
to do. Right.
Pat's mad because Process isn't here yet.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Oh boy.
He's probably hanging out with a female.
Football Friday.
Yeah, him a donut.